Can you believe in a finite object possessing infinite power? Or that a mineral can be proclaimed the medicine of the 21st century? Or that the power of nature can win over the ignorance of man? If you can, you will know why our mission is to get Shungite to the masses. You are entering the Shungite zone. This is the Shungite radio show produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Welcome to the Shungite radio show that's being taped on March 24, 2026. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me is Derek Condon and Mark Joseph. And Derek has a really interesting few things that he wanted to tell you about because they're exciting two things or few things.
You know, we're all trying to figure out ourselves out, right? We take all these different personality tests, Myers-Briggs, the Enneagram, you name it. But it always feels like we're just collecting a bunch of disconnected puzzle pieces. Well, today, we're looking at a tool that promises to put that puzzle together into one single cohesive picture. Seriously, just pause and think about that for a second. A user manual, but for you. A guide to your own personal operating system. Imagine the kind of clarity that could unlock. Okay, so check this out. This is pretty much what that manual could look like. It's called a personal cosmic map. And as you can see, it's not just one thing. It's pulling in information from all over the place, astrology, human design, numerology, and bringing it all together into one central hub.
So what is this really? I think the best way to describe it is like a personality MRI. You know, a single X-ray gives you a flat, limited picture. But when you start combining multiple scans from different angles, you suddenly get this rich, detailed 3D model. That's exactly what this map does. It layers all these different systems on top of each other to show you the complex patterns you'd never see by looking at just one.
Now, what's really fascinating is where we begin. We're not going to start with the tiny little details. No, we start right at the top of the pyramid with the most powerful insights this map can give. The big themes it finds by reading your entire chart all at once. So, for the person whose chart we're looking at, the very first theme that jumps out is this deep, profound emotional intelligence. And the important thing to get here is that this conclusion doesn't come from just one little data point. It's a conclusion the map reaches because so many different parts of the chart from totally different systems are all pointing to the exact same thing. And this slide shows you exactly how that works. See, first, the map looks at the astrology chart and spots Cancer rising. That's your outer persona, the first impression you give, which here is empathetic and caring. Then it jumps over to the human design chart and sees an emotional authority, which means you're wired to make your best decisions only after you've really felt things through. It's not one thing. It's the pattern of multiple systems confirming each other. That's how you know it's a core strength. All right, let's look at the second major theme that bubbles up to the surface. This one's all about life direction and purpose. And for this person, it points very strongly to the archetype of being a teacher or a guide. And again, look at how all these different languages converge on a single powerful idea. Astrology shows a sun in Virgo, a sign that's all about mastering a craft to be of service. Then human design chimes in with a six-line profile, an archetype that's literally about becoming a wise role model for others. Even the astrological houses back this up, with a big focus on communication. See? The map just connects the dots to reveal a really clear path. So we've seen the big picture that comes from synthesis. Now let's kind of peel back the layers and look at some of the building blocks, starting with a system most of us have at least heard of, astrology. When it comes to astrology, your core identity is usually summed up by what's called the big three. That's your sun sign, your moon sign, and your rising sign. And each one plays a totally different role in who you are. And it's so crucial to understand their different jobs. Think of it like this. The sun in Virgo is the driver of the car. That's your core self, focused on precision and service. The moon in Sagittarius, that's the passenger, your inner emotional world, which craves freedom and big ideas. And the rising sign, Cancer, that's the car itself. The exterior, the first impression you give off, which is nurturing and caring. It's about understanding how these three different energies work together. And I just love this metaphor the source material uses to describe that Virgo sun energy, the alchemist of the ordinary.
It just perfectly captures that incredible ability to take something simple or raw and through pure focus and diligence turn it into something masterful. Another thing this map does really, really well is visualize the data. So here, every single planet in the chart is given an element. And you can see at a glance, I mean, look at that huge chunk of green, that this person's chart is 45% Earth. That's a huge, significant weighting.
And what that tells us is pretty clear and practical. An Earth-dominant signature points to someone who's naturally grounded, practical, and really good at taking an idea and actually making it happen in the real world. It's a key strength just sitting there in the data.
Okay, so let's switch gears. We've been looking through the sort of psychological lens of astrology. Now we're going to put on a different pair of glasses and look at your energetic blueprint through a system called Human Design.
In Human Design, this person is what's called a generator. And generators are basically the life force of the world. They have this incredible superpower. When they're doing work that genuinely excites them and lights them up, it doesn't drain their energy. It actually creates more energy. The right work literally recharges their batteries.
So, for a generator, life is all about listening to your internal compass. That feeling of frustration, it's not just a bad mood. It's a critical signal from your body saying, hey, we're off course. But that feeling of deep satisfaction, that's the X on the treasure map. It's that gut-level confirmation that you are using your energy perfectly, just as you were designed to. It's your true north.
Okay, let's zoom back out and pull all these threads together now. We've looked at the big picture synthesis, we've touched on the astrological foundation, and we've dipped into the energetic blueprint. But the real magic isn't in any one of these layers by itself.
And this, right here, is the ultimate takeaway. The map's real power is its ability to be a translator. It hears a theme spoken in the language of astrology. Then it sees that same theme echoed in the language of human design and maybe again in numerology. It's that repetition across different systems that confirms a pattern as a core, undeniable part of who you really are.
And that brings us right back to the beginning, but with a question for you. We just walked through a little bit of someone else's cosmic map, but what about yours? If you had this kind of integrated user manual for your own life, what patterns do you think would show up? What would be your true north?
So, Mark, how are you doing today?
Doing good, thank you. Glad to be here.
All righty. Derek, how would you like to proceed?
I'm here. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Hello, Mark, Nancy. I'm just grabbing a little notepad and pen here in case we have, you know, and we probably will, questions to talk about, but I'll just jump right in. What this podcast on isn't, although there will be some Shungite talk in it, it's about a new system that I developed that's available, and I'll explain that, is available now on either, so you can link to it or find the link to it on either CosmicShungite.com or BigfootsGems.com. And scroll down a little bit and you'll see it on both sides. And what it's called is a personal cosmic map. And let me open up the website here. So it's not an easy website address to spiel off to you. So that's why I said just go to those websites and click the link from there. But what I'm calling a personal cosmic map, because I've done these things, probably many of the listeners have too, to where at one point or another in our lives, we've had our astrology chart done, our zodiac, our birth chart, our human design, our biorhythms, which is a daily thing for those that don't know. And then a lot of other stuff from numerology to life path. So all of that, including many more, because there's actually 15 different either reports or graphs that are made, all of that in one is what I'm calling your personal cosmic map. So I've put this together, again, from that link, and you can go to the website, and it gives you a description of, again, the 15 layers that are included in it. And it's everything I just mentioned and more, because it also not just gives you these charts or graphs or whichever one it is, depending on what I'm talking about here, it connects them together. So that's something that you can't exactly do unless you have, you know, somebody does all of this for a living and they've got all the graphs and charts. They know the actual alignments right now. And then it merges them all together so that it's a comprehensive report. And tells you where they overlap and how they align, and not just that, but how they affect you. And then, believe it or not, what days of the year would be, I'll just say, highly energetic days, I guess, where your stars are aligned. Again, because it's a conglomeration, a grouping of all these different ways of reading a person's energy. So that's a thing, that's really cool because it does con merge them. And this is all run through AI, many AI agents, where it takes this so that we have down to the second timing of the planets, which is one of the things that's different from some charts that are maybe done in the past by others, because you just can't have that exact. You can get close, but for what's exact at that moment in time right now is what this does as well. And all this is explained on the front page. I just added it yesterday, this portion of it. So it describes much more of what's going on. And then again, why it's so accurate. And that's for a lot of reasons, because it's, again, the you can get, I won't get into specifics, but there's, many planets associated with each of us, and those alignments change. All sorts of stuff happens in there. So this is one, and you can generate a free cosmic map if you click on the link and go there. It will be a limited one. A lot of really cool information. Your biorhythms will be in there to the day. A lot of other stuff as well. And then, yes, there's a premium version, which is $24.44 to upgrade. But even that, just to go for the free one, would be a good start because there's a lot of really cool information. So I think what we're going to do, and I skimmed over a lot, and it's on the, again, that link describes how it works. Again, it gets into your astrological houses, the planetary aspects, and then you don't, because I don't know half of this stuff, what it even means. I'm like, planet in what alignment with who? And that means, it's all just another language to me. So, coming from that perspective, I have it generated your map to where it's in not just layman's terms, but easily understandable, just for the average person, so that you don't have to really, get a real complicated view. There is a lot of in-depth stuff. But again, it's displayed in such in your cosmic map that you can download. And then there is a, if you go to the link, you'll be prompted to make a free account. There's no credit cards, nothing like that. You don't even have to input an email address. And then from there, you'll have a dashboard where you can just start making maps. And then you can run some on friends, things like that. So I've added that feature here recently. And then before I kind of open it up and we maybe do one and we all three start chatting about it, real quickly, at the bottom of that main personal cosmic map webpage is one for animals. So, and probably we won't get to that today to talk about it one, but there is a similar type display for your pets, and you don't have to know the exact birth date. And just with the cosmic map that we're going to talk about, you don't have to know your exact birth time. You can put in your birth date, city, it'll prompt you for just a handful of questions like that. And that's all it needs to go ahead and generate it. And it's going to be highly accurate, even if you don't know your exact birth time, or you're not sure if it's AM or PM or something like that, because AI does take that into account. So, did you guys have any questions, Mark or Nancy, before we jump in? Because I think maybe we were just going to, unless you wanted to, Mark, but I can run Nancy's information and we just do a read the report, not word for word, because there's, I'll tell everybody, there's, I don't know, the last, and everybody's different, but the last one I ran was almost 70 pages. There's a lot of stuff in there. And again, it's not all just, garbly, where you can't understand it. All of it's understandable and then linked to the other stuff. So you get the whole, what I'm calling cosmic map.
Yeah, I did have a question. Is there a thing you could do where, well, first off, how did you come up with this, and why did you think it's cohesive and coherent enough to offer it as a product? That's one question. And the next is, let's say, oh, the full moon is coming up in a week and a half or whatever it is, or like the pagan holiday, well, Purgis not, end of April. Based on the charting that, or whatever the alignments that this thing does, what can I expect on that day to happen to me? kind of like not fortune telling, but you know what I mean? Or like the new moon next month, what can I expect for my personality type or energy body type to happen on that day? Does it do that?
Before you start, jot those notes down, because I want you to tell me why this is helpful.
Yeah, it's a, and it's, I'll tell you, as I go through it more, and I'll first mention this, that this is an evolving thing, meaning I keep coming up and or I run it through AI and say, okay, well, how does this, because I don't know everything. I don't think any of us do. So I come from that perspective. So I'll actually run it through actually several AIs and then bounce them all off of each other, meaning just ideas here. And then I'll say, well, what other modality or rapport, you know, there's lots of words for these things. Would I need to tie in to make it cohesive and understandable? So that's what I did. And it came up with different ones. And then it's important because it gives you the most in-depth read. And I've seen a lot of these, and I've done lots of events and fairs and different things like that, and been a vendor in them and seen lots of software programs like this. There's lots of them out there. There's probably thousands of apps out there. None of them, not one of them, gives you all 15 layers like this one does. And again, what I was getting at initially was this is evolving, meaning as we come up with different aspects or reports to put in, when you go back in your user area, again, free to make your user area, log in there, do your free report, it's updated for you. So if all of a sudden during this podcast, Mark brings something up and I'm like, whoa, that's a thing, good idea. Within probably 2 hours of hanging up that podcast, and you probably just heard a beep in the background, I literally just updated the app right now, and it was doing that for the last couple minutes. We make the updates that fast, so when you log back in, that's now integrated into your chart, even the one you already processed. And it's important because what Mark brought up, because it, yes, it gives you all the important dates for the entire year that you would want to be aware of and how it affects you and gives you suggestions. And it'll, when we do a demo map here, I'll skim down in that area and I'll just read what it has. But as Mark mentioned on different things, so maybe there's other, again, reports or things I didn't know about. Again, I'm going to add them in. So that's why I grabbed my notepad and pencil or a pen just for the podcast. I think that answered your question, Nancy, didn't it? Let me go a little bit more on the why it's important part, because it's not just that, oh, it tells me my dates, this, that, and the other. Well, the cool aspects is the biorhythms. And if you're not sure what that is, you know, you can look it up, or when you get in there, it'll tell you. But, and that's been around for many, many decades. And then you'll get to see how these different modalities align and overlap with each other. And then in the biorhythm section, that's a daily thing. You have different four groupings of energies that are either high, low, or this, out of the other. And you'll want to know, because maybe your intellect energy, I'm just, you know, loosely for this conversation, calling it intellect energy. It's not what they call it. Your intellect energy section is low that day. Well, then you probably don't want to schedule a test or something. Or maybe your physical is low. Well, then, you know, don't run a marathon. So it'll tell you, and my dad, believe it or not, has done this for at least 50 years that I know of, charted his biorhythms. And way back when, it was a little book and a wheel he'd have to turn, and a little paper wheel that would line up this, that, and the other. And I had no idea what was going on. But nowadays, we can make what's called AI agents that just do the calculations, you know, instantaneously for you. So in your map that's, again, updated, it gives you not just that day, scroll around anywhere in the year and look, and it automatically gives you the next, I think, week or 3 days or something right on your dashboard. But that's all there as well. So it's a way to know when or when not to plan certain things. It's just not physical and intellect. There's a few others, and we'll get into it. But it is a good way of knowing, you know, maybe you don't want to have this meeting today if you're, you know, in that situation or something, if you're going to not be able to, you know, be your best in that aspect. So that's one of the ways it's really useful.
Well, I just like to say something about that, because all these things, you know, there's so many of them out there, and you probably haven't even gotten to the tip of it. You know, Derek, everybody's got their own version of whatever. But the biorhythms, decades ago, I mean, many decades ago, in the well, let's see, it would have been, well, it doesn't matter, but it was decades ago. I got into them, and I don't remember how I got into them. I don't even remember what it was based on. But I started using, I, looked up the thing for the day that I got it. And I was like, you think about it and you go, oh my gosh, that's really true. And so people understand just one, to get a glimpse of just one, because I can actually say something about it. And you probably got the chart in front of you, so you know. But there are different reads on your, where you're at, like your emotional, your physical, and what are the others that they give you a chart that shows you where these are in relationship to each other. And they all, it differs all the time. That's why, well, that's
It's
why you
physical.
have to look at it daily, because it's changing every day. And
Oh, yep.
I found it very, very accurate. I'm not sure that, well, I saw it as accurate. I'm not sure that I used it so much, to plan things, but especially on days that things weren't going right, I want to look at that. Why is it not going right? So even though you might be really low on your emotion, and the combination makes you kind of vulnerable, knowing what's off really helped me to make an adjustment and to make a change so it would go better. But I just wanted to point that out.
No, I'm glad you did. I was just going to add in there was the four you were looking to think about was physical, emotional, intellectual, and intuitive. Those are the four aspects of your biorhythms that are charted literally daily. And again, this has been around forever. So do some research, everyone, so you get your own understanding of it, because we just don't have time to break it all down here. But it is a crazy accurate thing. Again, I don't know if you guys want to get into questions, but what I'm going to do behind the scenes here is go ahead and just generate Nancy's, and we can do that one. So, I don't know if you want to talk about something while I do this. It's going to take me a minute. And you can ask a question too if you need to.
Well, Mark, you're pretty familiar probably with most or all of those, correct?
I mean, some of them, like I was thinking while he was talking, similar versions as far as like personality tests, and you guys did the, what was it, Nancy, the human,
Design.
I did a version called the Enneagram that I liked, that was very helpful. It's almost like it read me and like my life or something like that. Maybe get Derek's take on that later, the Enneagram, if he ever looked into that. But and you guys over the other shows and years have done the the human test on, each other, and it was pretty straightforward and accurate.
You
So
mean human design? Yes.
human design, yeah.
Yeah. And just to make a point about that one also, because I can,
And that's in there.
yeah, I know that, and it really is very, very important to know. It's not so necessary, in my opinion, on a daily basis, but boy, it gives you a total understanding of why you're having problems with something that somebody else is not. Because each one of us, based on the plot, the same sort of information that all these others are, the stars or whatever, based on that, the concept of human design makes you in a category. So one category is the type of person that can be behind an assembly line all day long and have a great time. And yet, in somebody else's design, they couldn't survive in that environment. So, what it did, it had such an impact on understanding, because I did teach school for a while to high school people. And when you're in front of a room full of kids, And they've all gone through the same school system. It's, not a city or a lot of people in there. They all know each other basically. But when you're looking at them, their ability to understand differed. And I was a substitute teacher in this math course. The professor had had a heart attack or something. So I'm in there and I'm teaching these kids, and I started noticing that my A students were just, I would read the book and the A students would go, okay, got it, And then I would present the way that I knew it. Okay, not blessed by anything except my own experiences. And I would get other kids that were going like, oh, I get it. Right. And but I had six kids that weren't doing well. In fact, they were basically failing. So I had them meet me after class, after school was out. And I just sat there and I started talking to them. And as I talked to them, I started to really, and of course, I wasn't aware of it at the time, but I'm doing energetic readings on these people. And all of a sudden, I realized how to teach these kids. And I said, oh, okay, I got it. And I give them a math thing, basic math, this is general math. And they all would go, oh, I understand that. So different people have totally different ways of understanding and probably seeing reality. But I can tell you that they went from F students to high C's very quickly. And I think that they probably, went on and understood well, because you had to have somebody that could explain it in the way that they needed to hear it. And the scores were so off from what everybody had seen in these kids, that I was called into the principal's office and asked if I was cheating. I said, cheating? How are you going to cheat at math? I said, you think these kids don't understand it? Why don't you test them? You give them a test, or I'll show you their testing. No, they finally understood what it was. That's all. But it is, and if we could, as a society, do this basic human design reading on people, you'd know how to teach them, and you'd probably have a better feeling for how to break the classes up. Oh, you guys are this way, and this guy, these are the, and work with the individuals as special individuals instead of just a group of people. But those two things I have had enough experience with to really think that it's very important that you know them. So that's why I'm excited about what you're doing, Derek. Mark, did he answer your questions? Do you remember them? Okay.
And I think I'm gonna go because now it's doing an update in the background, so I'm a little limited myself right now. But what I have is there's, and anybody can, I think, look at this. There's a example one, so I'm gonna open that up for right now. When I can get Nancy's specific one, I'm going to. And again, that's being worked out in the background as we speak. Let me see here. So what you can see here is, oh yeah, the biorhythms, by the way, when you do click on that. So again, when you make your free account, you get a dashboard, it's called, and it's all your custom stuff in there. So imports from your map. So you're not even viewing your map. It's in there to view, but it pulls out the pertinent information you want to know today, like today's biorhythm. And or just under that, I give you the next week one as well, in a graph. So you get to see certain lines up and low, and so that's a thing, still in your dashboard, plus your next important dates, kind of tying it back to what Mark was asking. So in order, so like right now, the next important date for this example one is April 1st. It tells you why, because the full moon is in Libra, and then it gives you a little spiel on that and makes it personal. So that's in there for just your logging in any day for free. You don't pay for any of that. Again, for all 15 in-depth reports, and yeah, that's where. But I'll also add, not so too much confusion, but if you do purchase the map, you can then purchase additional ones for $15.55. I was having fun with the prices there. So only the first one is that. So then you can buy them for friends or family members if you want at a big discount, almost 50%. So that's a thing. Now, as far as I'm going to open up, I'm still working on getting Nancy's full one. And then once I can open your full one, I won't read this demo one anymore. But I'll give you an idea of what's in it so that way we can go down there. So what's in it? And I mean, it also gives you, by the way, your natal chart. It gives you the Chinese zodiac, your 12-month horoscope for the entire year ahead. And then again, combines all of it from astrology to human design synthesis into one comprehensible report with many sections in it, which is why you get so many pages. And then it'll, again, tells you about the cosmic events from eclipses, transits of planets, things like that that are pertinent to you. And then alerts you to it. And then it tells you, again, more in-depth stuff. But what section did you guys maybe want to drop down to and read? Because I'm.
This is on me.
No, yours. I mean, I have your. Let's go ahead and open yours up, the partial one that
But
I
you don't
have.
have to. I just wanted to know.
Oh, no, I have yours. But it's just, I was trying to wait and get the full one here, was all it was. But no, I should be able to open up your partial one. Let's see.
Okay, let me ask you,
I've got it.
what's in that natal zodiac birth chart compared to everything else? It's, what does that define? Or how is
Uh, I'll
figured?
have to, I can scroll down in there, or I mean, I can just like natal, I'll just AI it. It's not one of the ones I'm familiar with.
Oh, okay. Maybe
Yeah,
mine
it's just not.
is.
No, but it's included in there for those that are interested in it kind of thing and know what the heck it is.
So you don't even really have to know what it is to get.
No, but it
Well,
tells you in
yeah.
there as well.
Huh?
No, you're right. You don't have to know what that, like, what the heck is a natal birth, what or other? And so, and then it will tell you in there what it is and then how it affects you. So, like, right now just spilled out to me. The natal chart's like a snapshot of the sky at the exact moment and place you were born. So your position in the universe at the moment you of birth. So that's what it is. And then it uses those to gain deeper insight into the potential strengths and tendencies. So that's what that one is. And again, I
Okay,
just
so
go
if you look be if you look beyond what, your birthday, okay, and where you were born, that sort of thing, okay, why? Well, it's because when you are born in a particular place at a particular date and time, you are so unique. Nobody else is born there unless you got a twin or a triplet. This is one of a kind energy field that is yours, your natal zodiac birth chart, probably something along that line. And anywhere you go, you pick up energies into your, as you go through life, you pick up energies almost like memories, but sometimes, I mean, you don't even realize it's happening. You meet somebody who affects you, but it's only like a very, weird meeting. You just kind of, oh, hi, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. But there's a connection there. You're probably going to pick that energy up. So your life expands on that one beginning, is the way I would look at it. Yes.
Yep, exactly. And then it ties in the energies of the planets because of that. And when they move, those energies affect you differently. And again, there's so much to that that I wouldn't even pretend like I know it all. But that's why I developed something like this. And I think I've got it now to where I can go ahead and do it. So it's paid. Let's see if I can open this report. So I got a bunch of your info here, but again, I don't want to just start reading it, but it shows that you're The sun sign is Cancer. I mean, it gives you the sun sign, the moon sign, and the rising sign, which are all different. But under Cancer for you, because it does do the degree of the planets and the sun and everything at that moment. So it's not everybody. But you, it says, things like nurturing, intuition, home, and memory are a few of the key aspects. And then it gets down in there. Like, here's one of the, and this is you. This isn't just, all cancers, all sun sign cancers again. So, like, under gifts, this is specific for Nancy Hopkins. And under gifts, it says, and I've never read this to anybody, profound emotional intelligence, intuitive knowing, the ability to create sanctuary and belonging, protective instincts, empathy, creative imagination, and the capacity to hold safe space for others' healing. And then it gets in, and I'm not going to read it all, but there's one in the shadow work here. And then it, because it knows, that it's an Aquarius moon, a Pisces rising, and a lot of you know what I'm talking about here. And a lot of us don't know a lot of this, but we're learning. But that's the beauty of using AI agents and multiples of them. It gets the exact calculations and or charts, does them again instantaneously at this time and moment in space, we'll say. That's why it can be so accurate. And it may vary from previous charts you've had, because the other ones just can't. Without AI, it just can't be this accurate, exactly. But it gets into, on the natal chart, I think you brought that up. So it breaks you down into there from, fire, earth, air, water, and then describes that, because like, what, I'm 30% fire? What the heck? Well, it gets into that, and I won't get into it all now, but Nancy's, well, again, I won't get into the specifics, but it does tell you about them. But you're fire dominant. So gifts would be enthusiasm, courage, creative inspiration, natural leadership, and the ability to ignite action. Again, and then I'm just giving you little bites of the air that's in here. It gives you all the, which we're not going to get into, is her planetary placements, because it's just, it's out of my, and there's information here, so you don't have to know everybody. Again, I just don't want to read it all, but it gives you her sun sign was in Cancer at 3 degrees. It gives you the house, the water element. It goes on and on again for those of you that are into that. Even planetary interpretations for, again, you specifically. So if your sun is in Cancer, house five, and your Mercury in Cancer, and again, now I'm getting this, the stuff that I've just had readings for, but do not totally wrap my head around it all. House five is in retrograde. Well, blah, blah, blah. It tells you and gives you it in such a way that it's, digestible. Even the section I'm looking at here, and I'll send this full one to Nancy, she'll see it later, but it gets into the 12 houses, life dominating. So we're still talking different, all over the place, from astrology to zodiac stuff, and natal stuff. But now it is still giving me, for this moment, your partial one. So it's not, I'm not reading everything. So we're gonna look and see here if I can get this
Well,
fixed.
let me
Yeah,
ask
go
you
ahead.
this about the pets. I have a mama and well, right now too, one of them escaped, but there were three. And I make them stay in the house. They've got a nice patio out there because I just didn't want the stress of not knowing, are they coming home? Are they not coming home? That type of thing. So those people I've been able to really study. And if they don't like their favorite food, all of a sudden, every single one of them, because, okay, you get mom. I don't know if she's eating or not, but the kids, they're all born at the same time. And all they stop eating. They would not eat their favorite food that day. And I've never understood why that would happen, but this would tell me, well, they're not eating today because, maybe because they're having a bad day. Cats, living with cats, you got such a variation of personalities that if you're somebody with a cat, you might gain a lot of information about why is that cat being such a bitch
It
today.
does. You haven't done the, but you brought up good points there because in the pet cosmic map, again, linked at the bottom of the personal cosmic map page, it asks you question. And again, you don't, you can either put in an adoption date because that's when the energy started where you two connected. If you adopted, I don't care if it's a fish, a turtle, a dog, or a cat, or whatever, that's when those two energies or entities connected. So the timing starts there and for many of these readings. So there's a lot of info that can be gleaned from that, even if you don't know when, you don't have to know where either, where the animal or the pet was born. Because again, pick any of those animals, most time we're not gonna know. I mean, sometimes dogs and cats, but that's why you can do it with anything. So it ties, and then it asks you personality traits about it as well. So it helps you hone and refine to zero in because again, it's not, you don't get to input as much information as you would a human. But it still does that, and then again, it's a unique thing. I think if it's not, it'll be there by today. But a way for users to generate a free partial report for their pets for insight, and those reports are like $12, I think, is all it is. And you can put four pets, so if you got, you know, four furry friends at home, furry family members, put them all in there for that one $12 charge, and then you'll have a user area where you can go back to the maps and view information, and then you can compare them to each other. So if Fluffy and Fido, or you're about to introduce a different Fido, I'm just making up a dog name here, of course. Well, then you can run a compatibility map on that new dog you're going to enter into your household with your current dog and see it'll flag certain things to watch for, you know, things that might not work out. So there's a lot more to do in there than we can even get into in the podcast. But yeah, so the animal ones, different, but just as interesting and insightful as you were saying, Nancy.
Very interesting and very helpful, I would think.
Yeah, I think maybe I'll do something so maybe tie it in today to where, so actually when podcasters are listening to this, because it, you know, it'll be at least several days before we get it out probably. So I'll have time to finish. But if somebody purchases their own personal cosmic map, I'll let them possibly add in a free animal or something like that. So I'll look at adding things like that. But that takes me back to what I mentioned earlier, that do this, it's your free account, and keep going back because there's, especially for premium ones, it's called for the 2444. And by the way, any one of those 15 reports that you purchase online or in person is going to be at least that, if not more. And you're getting all 15 synced together again cohesively and continually upgraded with everyday information. So it's a whole lot more to it. And I wasn't big on nickel and diming anybody, so there's no subscriptions, nothing like that. Just an evolving cosmic map of yourself or your pets.
But this is AI generated, so
No,
you.
it's a, well, it's AI. Well, yeah, everything's AI, and it always has been for I don't know how many years before people even knew it. Google was AI for even people knew what the terms were. What it does is just it pulls the current. So the benefit of having AI, well, that's a great thing in this circumstance because you want the exact accuracy. You want it to be able to do the charts and maps and alignments, what's going on right now, here now, that just all that can't be done realistically by one person sitting there or doing it. It'd be, again, a $1,000 report coming at you, sort of thing. So that's the benefit of it. It's not reading into anybody's personalities. It's not making up a spiel about you. It's pulling it from these, again, charts, graphs, different. The natal chart was what? The alignment of the snapshot of the sky. And so that's where the AI comes in. Just think smart to do all the math and sync it together. So you're not getting an AI report. You're getting your own cosmic report that's put together by AI because it can do it that well. And I've republished, so I think maybe Nancy, I can open up your full report. We're going to check right now. It's going to take about 1 minute, but were there any questions either of you had while we're waiting on this thing to generate?
Yeah, with the prototype and then the updates, how has it been if you've worked on people who volunteered pets to where almost like you could predict what was going to happen, or it laid out pretty well how the pet or person is if you've done test runs.
Oh, many, many of them. I'm trying to think about how I would word it. Have had many what we call beta testers run their reports or maps, is what I'm calling it, because it's not just a report. It's the whole cosmic map of yourself. And then compare it to, and I've done it myself. Cause so I had human design, I had one done by Walt Silva. So, and so did Jalissa. So we pulled our old, we found him in a filing cabinet, pulled him out. And that's not the only one. I've had, again, readers or chart producers, I'm not sure what it'd be called, in here for years that have done various ones. So I've had just about everything done. So we pull those up, do comparisons, and then run that through AI and ask for if there's any differences, because all of those were slightly different, I'll tell you. And what you can literally do is take a snapshot of them, the pages, because often they were printed for me, upload them in AI, it read it, it went through and analyzed that one, because that one was, let's say, came from human design program 1, 2, 3, 5 years ago. And it saw the logic in its math, how that program way back when interpreted it and showed the flaw. And it tells me this, it just doesn't change stuff. It says, well, here's what was going on. And sometimes it's it did the best they can at the time. And I'm like, oh, and then it says, but now, and then it goes into the whole spiel. So that's how this is refined and it can sometimes vary, but usually more insightful. So I'm actually getting in right now. And I don't know if I even answered your question, Mark.
Yeah. And then what was, I don't know if you have testimonials or quotes. I know it could be a little bit early, but maybe what people's reaction and it was spot on, things like that. Any kind of feedback that's worth sharing?
Yeah, I mean, in the early few, there were refinements we did, because I don't know, evidently Pluto's, position is now been updated by physicists or, astrophysicists, I guess it'd be, because of better technology and satellites and telescopes and this, that, and the other. So long story short, a lot of old stuff is not, again, no malice there, but the best they can. And that's life. I mean, come on, that's anything that evolves through time. So now, again, where we're at, where it can all be updated and calculated on the fly with more or the most recent information. So that's one of the benefits of it. And I'm still trying to, let's see here. I think I actually have you now, the full one. So I'm trying to think, what other section do we go to? Here's your human design blueprint. And again, I can't read it all. It's all kinds of stuff in here, from definitions, profile, to authority. And again, this isn't to teach anybody any one of these modalities to understand them, because it does tell you in here. So for the reflector, which is what she is, it tells you your role in the world, you know, where that type of personality energy is suited. So let's see here. Your gift is your capacity to reflect the health of community. Your presence in a group or organization is its own form of leadership. You are the canary and the oracle. Canary. It's really small text. Be patient with me, everybody. You are the canary and the oracle, the one who knows whether what is being built is truly good. The canary. I'm like, what? So it goes into more here. I didn't know all these aspects of human design. From signature is surprise and delight. It goes into a spiel there. Gives you a strategy guide and then gets into certain dates for you. Even your, it's called lunar cycle authority. So that's a thing that only this spiel only reflects, belongs to reflectors. So if somebody's a generator or a generator, something or other, again, I'm too much going through my head now, but all the different ones there are, well, then it's a different outcome here. So it's not like everybody's getting a set spiel, how all the other ones look. And then you've got a role model / hermit profile. I know people think, oh, what? Okay, well, in your life thing, an archetypal role, That's one, and it breaks those down, so, and tells you more about it. But that's a thing. And then we do the body graphs as well. So your nine energy centers on the body graph in human design, that's all in there. It gives you a little image for those that want to see it. But usually that's like, what? There's this number connects to that, blah, 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 blah. Well, this will do it all for you. And spell it out and tell you all about them. Like your crown center is open, Nancy. And then it was like, well, what the heck is that? Because that's what I would be. It goes into this and it tells you how it shows up for you. Not everybody, for Nancy Hopkins. Yours, this is so accurate. Your stuff is like stupid accurate. You were okay. You absorb and amplify the mental pressure and questions of those around you. Your wisdom lies in discerning which questions are genuinely worth pursuing and which are simply borrowed pressure from others' minds. And there's lots of ways of wording that, but no, I mean, it's again, there's your on Ajna center, AJNA center. So it talks about your mental certainty and conceptualization. It tells you about you. So it's going into spiels about your mind is fluid and perspectival. I've never used that word. You can genuinely hold and explore many viewpoints at once. This makes you a natural facilitator of ideas and an unusually good listener who can truly understand where others are coming from. That's funny. And it doesn't go and search any, I don't know how many Nancy Hopkins are out there. And I, so it's not like going and researching, and not that there's a thing out there anyway. And it goes in a lot more from your heart center to your solar plexus. I mean, and blah, blah. Oh man, there's a lot. Sacral, root, spleen, and then there's info. And I'm reading you just one segment of the information in each of these, but it goes on and on, even into your activated gates. And it says the I Ching hexagrams illuminating your chart. And it says, what are gates? Oh, well, again, there's probably listeners laughing at me, but human design is built on the 64 hexagrams of the ancient I Ching. And then blah, 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 blah. It goes in from there, but then tells you about your gates. And everything, Nancy, quick synopsis, everything from good. You can carry a deep creative impulse to express your unique self. Your presence alone communicates something original. You don't need to explain yourself, just be fully and unapologetically you. And then there's some leadership stuff in here. Again, for maybe those that just tuned in, we're just kind of skimming through Nancy's personal cosmic map. Again, I think this is also human design stuff from your
So I'm
incarnation.
essentially awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking for something bad. Like, give me something that's in here. So combined, oh, here we go. Now, here's where it does the combined cosmic reading. So it gives you your astrology overview, your human design blueprint. And wow, reflect. God, that's not building the ego here. Okay, let me give you a quick reading. Your human design blueprint. You're a reflector, by the way. Reflectors are the rarest type, approximately 1% of humanity. You have no defined centers. And I was wondering that up there. I skipped past it because I'm like, I don't understand enough to say this. But it's getting into it now, which makes you extraordinarily sensitive to the energies, health, and consciousness of the community around you. You are like a mirror for the collective. When you feel wonderful, it means your community is healthy and aligned. When you feel terrible, it is often a reflection of collective misalignment around you. You are not meant to be consistent. You are meant to be responsive. It goes into more here. I'm not going to read it all again. Oh, it gets real personal. Like I said, so now it's giving you your insight. It says, Nancy, you are a complex, multi-layered being. Your Cancer sun core identity, reflector energy type, and lunar cycle authority weave together into a singular design. So here it's getting into the parts I was saying about how it merges things. And then again, I'm jumping around. Now the numerology blueprint, you're the seeker. Your soul urge and heart's desire is it's number seven, and that's what number seven represents numerology. For you, it's your soul yearns for understanding, solitude, and spiritual truth. The world's busyness exhausts your deepest self, which longs for quiet contemplation and inner knowing. So then it gets, again, numerology aspects. So this is a whole nother chart that's included. You are the life path is seven, which is what I just told you basically. And by the way, all of you, nobody has to memorize any of this. It's all saved in your user area if you go generate one. I mean, it's generated once you log in. But you are the mystic, the analyst, the one who peers beneath the surface of everything. Life path seven is the most introspective of all paths, called toward wisdom, truth, spiritual depth, and the mastery of your inner world. Your aloneness is sacred, not a wound. You are here to know deeply, fully, and completely. Now, what I want to mention on that, everybody, I'm in the numerology section. I don't know how many sections up, and it was every one of them. It was similar stuff. So it's tying them all together as well. And it's not some automated generated thing. It's all of these different reports, charts, graphs are all doing their own thing and then being put together in this. And just by coincidence, they're describing Nancy. And I'm kidding there, of course. It gets into
Look,
your, go ahead.
we have the Shungite show, so I do want to point something out.
Yeah.
Is that you sent me a bunch of silver Shungite to wrap. And so I'm wrapping these, and all of a sudden I look at this one and I went, oh my God. And it's a Shungite pendant, fairly large, it's an inch at least. Well, let me gotta get, no, it's more than that. It's about 2 inches. And on the face of it is a seven. Very clear. And it's raised out of the background. And it's a seven. So Shungite recognized me. What can I tell you?
Yeah, that's no coincidences. This also gives you your what we're calling your personal energy month. So it tells you for, and it starts right now. So if we were in August, it would start in August because I wanted you to get 12 months, meaning it goes into for you in this chart in the next February. But for March, for you, for again, Nancy Hopkins, not everybody else, it's an inner wisdom and spiritual growth month. So reflective, analytical, mystical, quiet. Those are terms, I guess, or words, of course, that would go align you in this month. And then next month is something else. And I'm sitting here looking at April, May, June. I can jump to any of these. Like June for you is a new beginnings one. Six, okay, August, number six in the month, but because again, I give you 12. So in August, it's a creative expansion month for you. Expansive, joyful, social, expressive. And I don't know, a lot of people are going like, what the heck? But again, it's all worked out and spelled out in here. And then just under that, it gives you your Chinese zodiac and Eastern wisdom for the birth year of your birth year. And it's the earth element energy and earth rat. So they assign in the Chinese zodiac different animals. And it goes into all that. You know, core traits. So quick-witted, resourceful, adaptive, charming. I don't even want to read some of these. It's in a good way because it's exceptional intelligence and problem solving. And just, I'm laughing, everybody, because it is Nancy.
Oh, I
Natural.
agree. I agree.
I know because you'd be chiming in. Everybody's listening, has to listen to one other show. Nancy, any one of them knows she's not going to hold anything back. Yeah, natural social connector. Yeah, no, resilience in difficult situation. And it'll tell you if you know other things. If here's your year ahead and inside, again, I won't get into all this. I'll just send you the whole thing. But and then it tells you what other ones you're most compatible with in love, business, relationships. So the rat and rat's not a bad thing, everybody. So don't overlay anything on any animal. So if there's a donkey, and there is a donkey in here. So the other types of animals from the Chinese zodiac that align with her would be dragons, monkeys, and the ox. And we won't get into all that, but that's a thing. And then it goes into your year ahead. So it talks about your greatest opportunities and tells you the dates. Because of again your natal charts, snapshot of the moon and energies, And my gosh, we're only like halfway through this thing. It is crazy. And again, how specific it is for it gives you your personal energy cycle. So your best times of action, or best times for rest, meaning, even the times of year, we'll say. I'm trying to just skim this quickly, but, and again, I'm not going to read all of these because there's a lot of info. Oh, of course, I had to add this, everybody, but you get a personal crystal and mineral collection. So the stone selected specifically for your sun, moon, human design type, and life path, with guidance on when and how to use them. So, Nancy, for you, some of the rocks and/or crystals, moonstone. Selenite, wow, this is rainbow moonstone. I haven't seen both of those ever. And amethyst. And then it's not like, oh, well, here's your four rocks and crystals. Nope. It gets into it and tells you why it's important to you, and how it can work with you. So, because you're a reflector, it tells you that you live by the lunar cycle in ways that no other types do. And remember, you're 1% in of people are that type. And so, and it gives you more to that. So hence the moonstones and tells you how to use it, and what to do with it. So that's in there. And what do you know? There's a crystal care tip, cleanse with shungite. Yep. And that's going to be on. So that's in there. And then here's the part, Nancy, you are probably, I know I'm interested in. And again, all of that. And I went through that so fast, everybody. I read like one, took one bite of whole meals there. We'll put it that way at best. And now I'm in the biorhythm chart, and it's showing you today's. So if you come and open your chart in a week, you're gonna see next whatever day it is, Tuesdays. And again, in your dashboard area, you can go further in the future and see. So if you need to plan for whatever, but today, it's, I don't know. Do you want me to read this or not?
Yeah.
Okay. So for today, remember everyone. So it's. What the biorhythms chart are your physical energies, your emotional energies, your intellectual energies, meaning your, I guess, your ability to use them and intuitive. So today is a negative 63. I know, before I even give numbers here, you can go negative 100 and or plus 100 kind of thing. So there's, it's, you'll have to see, and it gives you a graph as well, so you can visualize it. So again, it's just where you fall. But today you're on a low for physical, which would be a negative 63. And then emotional, you're on a plus 78. You're on a peak for emotion today. And just for listeners, that doesn't mean, oh, whoever's on a peak for emotional day is going to sit around crying all day. Or if you're such that you get pissed off, you're going to be mad all day. No. But if you start getting into, and again, you'll have to read more about it, you'll know maybe to avoid certain situations. Or if you're on a stupid high emotional day and you start getting in an argument with somebody, remember that one's going to turn up some. So, and then again, this isn't for me to analyze everything here.
Well, let me jump in here because I absolutely would agree with that reading. Not only am I physically depleted, but it's like I have aches and pains that are not good indicators that something could be wrong. Let me just put it that way. But my emotional side is like, don't worry about it. You're okay. It doesn't necessarily, when you're talking emo, you know, when you're talking about emotion, it can be very self-centered in that you're reading yourself. No, don't. And today it's like, no, I'm not going to worry about that stuff. And so I'm just pointing that out that that's why that's my interpretation of emotion on a lot of times. It's where you emotionally, you know, and looking at your own self. Some days, something little will bother me. Oh God, oh, I gotta do that, you know? And then other days I don't have that at all. And I think that's obviously more of an emotional thing.
Yeah, these biorhythm charts are so cool to have access to. And I'll tell you, your intellectual today is plus 10 and your intuitive is plus 100. So then what it does under that is gives you today's reading. I'll say, so today, March 24th, for again, Nancy Hopkins, a strong, productive day. Your cycles are working in your favor. Lean in with intention. And then under the favorable part today, it says extra rest and quality sleep tonight. And it gives you suggestions on to go from there and relaxing. But let me see. It gives you suggestions for things to potentially do that day. So, like for you, it's saying creative work, art, music, writing, flow is strong. And then it says stick to familiar routine tasks, don't overcomplicate. And again, it's getting these statements from doing the calculations between all of your four different energies on what's high that day, what's low. So, and then it's going from there.
It also gives you the ability not to feel guilty, because you're having a down physical day, but you need to do all this other stuff, so you add it on to your feeling down by feeling guilty. And that's one of the reasons I love that chart. If I was feeling not so great, I could look at the chart and the chart would say, yeah, you're not going to feel so good today. But I knew it was going to pass. It gives you an insight into your, well, it allows you to be more knowledgeable in your reaction to what's happening to you on a daily basis. And it also makes you appreciate the complexity of your own body, your mind, your soul, your heart, all of it together. So with that one alone, I would recommend this wholeheartedly. But with all the other add-ons, it's like, and how much is it for this to, for the
$24.44, 24.44, and you get them all.
awesome.
Yeah, this is, and I'm
That's
looking ahead.
nothing.
No, I mean, that's
Can you get them for other people? In other words, could
at
they
a
receive
discount. So
at
if
a
you go in there and buy your chart for 24.44, you can all of a sudden generate as many charts as you want for $15.55. So now you darn near cut it in half, and you can do as many as you want. So yeah, you can get it.
And are they reading the person in regards to your, are they comparing your chart with their chart? Or is it just,
No,
it's all
no.
individual for them?
Yeah, it's all individual for them. I do that comparison or compatibility, I call it map, in the pet one so that Fluffy and Fido can each, compare and
Uh-huh.
region.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I will maybe look at adding that feature in the user section later. But in your biorhythms where I'm looking now, I got the whole span of the entire year and I can move my mouse over and look where all the peaks are. So look, physical, emotional, intellectual, intuitive, all in highs. What day is that? Now you'll know. Or just by visual glance, like, oh wait, that's my physical line. That's like stupid low. Well, okay, don't go on any big hikes that day. And then it gets into other things that are called crossover days. So on days to watch for, so a time of transition or heightened sensitivity. So basically, it's saying avoid major irreversible decisions on these dates, and it tells you the dates. So
Right.
you get, and then you're cosmic calendar. So when, like for your example, it's a big day for you on August 12th, which is a total solar eclipse for new moons in Leo. Yeah, there's an eclipse for everyone, but this energy being, I'm just going to call it you, in that vehicle, it has this effect on you because you were born in this day. So blah, blah, blah. It tells you all of that.
Wow.
Yeah, and then for the whole year. So now I'm going to just go stupid fast because look, the new moon's in Taurus and this one. Well, how should you prepare? There you go. It's telling you. So it's all of this stuff. And now I just gotta scroll way down because I don't even know what's at the bottom. I forget what order I put everything is what I'm getting at. Okay. Looks like we went through the sections. And again, they're all merged together. So Mark, Andrew, and Nancy may have, I don't know how long we want to keep going on the podcast, but again, that's available from either cosmicshungite.com or bigfootsgems.com. There's a link. And make your free, it's a free user area. Again, you're not logged, we save no information, no emails. I don't even take an email. And you get to generate your initial map. Again, it's going to be the free version, so some of that's going to be blurred out, but you're still going to get a lot of info, especially the biorhythms parts. But and again, I'm telling you, just I've given you bite-sized pieces. There's so much info in these 15 combined reports. and how they're all just, wound together, it's worth the 24.44. But I don't know. Did you guys have any questions?
Well, I just want to point out that you can make a lot of gifts out of this. You pay the upfront fee, and then you can spend a little more money, and you can give this wonderful gift to a person that probably's never even looked at this stuff.
You can download, yeah. So if somebody, if you do what Nancy says, so she logs in, says generate another map at 1555 with whoever's name on it, whatever. Well, then she can open that map and download it and just email it to them. Or open it right there and read it. Whatever you guys want to do, but that is all available. That's why I did those additional maps at a lower price, because I figured, oh wait, maybe mom bought one for herself or dad and they saw the cool information. Well, I don't want to have 24.44
Well,
for
they
each
should do them
family.
on the children. The
That's what I'm
children.
saying. Family
That'll give
members.
you real insight.
Yeah, and then I'll look at, maybe I will add the compatibility part for the different charts and readings
Maybe
too.
you better not, because it might say that kid's not compatible with you.
I'm pretty sure I'll make it not worded that way. But what it will say is if Billy's having a high, a low intellectual day, high, blah, 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 whatever, and Susie's having this day, well, you might not want to put them in a room together alone and walk away. I mean, I can get it to word it out. However, again, I like to take all these recipes, bring it back out in just layman's terms, so we can all understand it. So, no, there's benefits to that. Well, also the family, the pets, because you want to know if, again, Fido going to be introduced to the house, and it knows that you have to type and breed of dog in the dog's case, because those dogs' vehicles have whatever dog type I'm talking about have certain characteristics. I think we all know that's a thing. Well, it knows that and will work it in. So if Fido doesn't like to be approached from the back, whatever, then you'll know those type of things too. And or let the kids know not to, they're sensitive to loud noises or whatever.
Nice.
Mark, did you have any questions you wanted to ask?
Yeah, so the things you give some examples of that, but I think focusing on some of the mainstream holidays, like what can Nancy expect for Easter Day, Easter weekend, or 4th of July, Memorial Day, Memorial Weekend, kind of it does that too, right?
I'm writing a note really quickly here. Pick day, PGI. It gives you, so let me scroll down. No, it will by the time this podcast out, because that's why I'm doing this too. I need to hear from people like Mark and Nancy on it does this, right? I'm like, give me 10 minutes and it's gonna do that. And that's this case, because yes, it gives you certain dates, but not to where you can open up a calendar and go, January 15th, what's this one? And give me that there. Now you can on the biorhythm part. But what I'm going to add from your comment right there is one where you can open a calendar and go, well, I'm going to be at this family reunion. Again, giving you a scenario. And oh, I know what I'm going to energy state on this date. Well, that's going to be a thing now. So I appreciate you saying that's where you can do that. And then it'll look at all the aspects of you and the planets and everything on that day and give it, because it does go through the whole year and give you your key date. So if there's a special date you should watch for and blah blah blah, but it doesn't let you pick that specific date. But again, if you're listening to this, it probably does right now because I've added that feature.
Yeah,
Any
because you
other?
got, I mean, these various holidays, Mother's Day, Father's Day,
It's a great
graduation. I
idea.
think that's great as far as more
Perfect.
popular usages.
So that's what I need to hear. That's a great idea, and it will be in there again by the time they listen to the
You might save a lot of family fights.
podcast. Yeah,
No,
maybe.
I shouldn't go to that.
Yeah, and that's just one thing. So if there's other, stuff happening at work, now you can look ahead the week ahead for work as well, and know if it's going to be a good physical day, intellectual, blah blah blah, and how it all aligns. And oh, if all of a sudden Pluto being here and the moon doing this is going to throw a wrench in everything, and you need to know it. Well, kind of a good idea. What are you going to do? Open up 15 charts of your own you've had done separately and patchwork all that together yourself? And then, no. So that's where the beauty of this is. And it's, again, live. I don't know how to word that. But as I come up, like Mark's idea right here, everybody who had us a map previous to this conversation doesn't have that part. I guarantee you, by the time they open their map next time in the dashboard, it will just magically be there in their chart, and they'll have like five more pages in their chart to look at. So that's the beauty of this system, is what I'm saying. It's just continue, no charges. I don't charge for anything. This is your free account, free cosmic map for life, continually updated and evolved. Because Mark mentioned something earlier, and I'll chat with him behind the scenes, but maybe there's other, again, and I don't know the terms, but ways of looking at things, or that aren't on there that maybe we'll integrate.
Yeah, so to that, because you mentioned recommended stones and crystals for a particular person, I don't know if we could go into the thing of putting it on a specific body part, and then to the point of, oh, it's going to be new moon or full moon. What are the best crystals and stones to use? And then maybe that could be a way to link up to your store of what you got too. Because what you keep in store, physical or online, is usually what's resonance-wise is the best.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate that. I'll have to give that some thought and think about a way to possibly integrate something like that. Yeah, I'll give that some thought. That's a good idea too. But no, it doesn't do that right now. It just gives you, and it gives you more. So even on what he's talking about, everyone, where I talked about your, I don't know, your energetically aligned. It's not called that, but your rocks and crystals. Again, there's so much in this that it's hard for me to remember all the terms I even used in them. So that's why. But it's. Even on that, it gives you a lot more information on, and I'm trying to scroll down to it while I'm still kind of babbling
Well, if
here.
they go over to your Bigfoot Gem site, you have a whole way of studying minerals. So if they see their chart needs amethyst, well, what's amethyst about and how can I get it? Well, you just go to your, Ben Bigfoot.
I'm glad you mentioned that. What she's talking about, everyone, is at Bigfoot's Gems. Dot com, and this is free. Just scroll all the way down to the bottom of the web page, and it'll open on your cell phone too. There's a new crystal guide to where basically there's hundreds of rocks and crystals, all even the ones that are aligned with you in your map here that Nancy was talking about, and you can click on them, and it's going to give you the interpretation and the insights to its, I'll just say, spiritual, metaphysical energies and meanings, but also. That gets in the geology. Where is it found? What continent is it found? Gives you, it will describe it. There's a lot of, and the zodiac signs that align to it. So just like Nancy was leading to, there is much crossover there. So it's worth going to that. Again, it's free, that crystal guide on bigfootsgems.com and looking up, even the rocks and crystals got a home right now. You're like, well, what the, I forget what this, lapis lazuli, what the heck? Well, go click on lapis lazuli. It's going to tell you everything you want to know about it. And this isn't just some Wikipedia spiel where you got to read for an hour. It puts it all together in a digestible piece. So you can get it. But yeah, that is on the two. So I appreciate you mentioning that.
Well, it's important that they know where it's more about this stuff. And, yes, it would be nice if you bought it from Derek because Derek's got a lot of really great energy that goes into those rocks more than other people, other places. You can get it cheaper, if you go to somebody from China, but they're in it for the money. You have to make that decision. I can't. Well, you just heard my chart. I know things. And one of the things I know, minerals and all of it really is influenced by the person that you're getting it from. I know because I did it. I mean, I was selling at the retail, end of it. And to be honest with you, I'd have people come up to really interested in something, but I didn't like them. And I couldn't give my minerals to people I didn't like. So I put just an enormous price on it that they couldn't pay. But hey, it was my store. So are we kind of, Mark, you got any more questions? Or Derek, did you think of saying anything else?
Oh no, I'm good. And so unless Mark has some questions or anything.
That's kind of it. I guess there was a question on the Cosmic Reality Facebook group, and I know I brought it up before, but that Freescalar healing thing, is that something that can be brought up again, or is there a status on that?
Right, no, not now. Not, I mean, I have the scalar unit steel. What I don't have is literally the space. And it's not even a huge thing for those of you that know what it is. You know, it's a couple of, they used to call them Pelican cases, but small briefcases, just think. And it doesn't take much room, but I literally don't even have that room. So until I can figure something out there, I just don't have a way of offering them. And when I do it, I want to do it right. So I want to have it in the right space, of course. And because I knew how much it affected so many people. And I've been getting messages in the background, and you know, I feel bad, but I until I figure that out and even try and find an office to do sessions in. I do remote sessions still, which are just as good, but I know I do want one for in person or walk-in. So no, unfortunately, I don't have a date for that yet. But the second that manifests, the space, however that is, it's gonna turn back on.
Yeah, give us more detail on the online session offerings.
Yeah, and I just expanded those too. So no, I do, for those that don't know, I do what you can loosely call psychic medium readings, but I'm also a certified hypnotherapist, and I just kind of take all the different aspects of myself and just kind of merge them into one session. I'm not sitting there hypnotizing you. Well, I'll just tell you, I take the understandings from that as well. It's kind of like, you know, a chef knowing how to man all the stations in the kitchen or something. So, but I do the sessions, and again, as I mentioned, they're just as good, just as they're no different than in person or remote is what I'm basically saying. So I do them over Zoom, and there's no limit there. So each one, I do them half an hour sessions and hour sessions. If you're interested, there's I think it's on cosmicshungite.com where you can go to the About Us page, or I think maybe my face is even on the front page. I'm not sure, but you'll see from there you can click, and then it'll lead you eventually to either read reviews or schedule a session yourself.
Okay, then. If you haven't got anything else, we'll just say adios to everybody and go over there and take a look at it. It's exciting to me.
Yeah. Have fun, everybody, because it's interesting. We all get some insight into ourselves.
Right. Mark, you want to say bye-bye?
Yeah, that was fun. Thanks, everybody. Great show.
Okay. We'll see you next time, whenever next time shows up. Be safe, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.
You have been listening to the Shungite Radio Show, produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Thank you for being here. Be safe.